祈祷是圣母在麦主歌夜所给予最常见的信息。在圣母的信息之中，很少没有提及祈祷这两个字。祈祷是这么重要的事，但是世人并不了解。在1986年10月2日，圣母说：亲爱的孩子们，一天你们不亲口这样说，现在是祈祷的时候，现在对我来讲，没有其他的事情更为重要。现在除了天主以外，没有人对我是重要的了。你便一天无法理解祈祷的价值有多大。亲爱的孩子们，怀着超凡的爱情致力祈祷，这样天主便能够以恩宠来还报你们。在1989年10月25日以及其他无数次的信息之中，圣母都曾经说过：亲爱的孩子们，祈祷，祈祷，祈祷。麦主歌夜就是祈祷，祈祷，祈祷。我们每日一定要以祈祷作为对上主的奉献。在1985年5月30日，圣母这么说：亲爱的孩子们，让祈祷成为你们每天的食粮。祈祷是一种有力的武器。在1982年7月21日，圣母说：通过守斋及祈祷，我们可以阻止战争，甚至延迟大自然的定律。在1985年1月14日，圣母又这么说：你们要恒久及耐性地祈祷，不要让撒旦阻碍你们。他正努力地在世上做破坏的工作，你们要时常警惕。没错，祈祷是对抗黑暗势力、对抗撒旦的一种长期战斗，所以我们要持续地祈祷。在1985年8月8日，圣母这样说：藉着祈祷进攻撒旦，亲爱的孩子们，披上战衣，手执玫瑰珠，击倒他。从祈祷得来的力量就成为我们的战衣。圣母要求麦主歌夜的祈祷小组每日最少祈祷3小时。在1984年9月13日，圣母说：你们可能奇怪，为何需要这么多祈祷？亲爱的孩子们，环视你的四周，你们将看到罪恶如何控制了世界。因此，祈祷吧，让耶稣征服罪恶。咁，我哋应该用边一啲祷文嚟祈祷呢？圣母要求我哋每日诵念3寸玫瑰经。要向圣神祈求，向耶稣圣心 和瑪利亞無玷之心作奉獻祈禱。當然還有一種最高層次的祈禱，就是彌撒聖祭。祈禱的質素是很重要的，我們必須將祈禱看作是真正地和生活的天主相遇。我們要以活潑的信德來祈禱，特別是重念玫瑰經。1986年6月12日，聖母說：今天我呼喚你們懷著活潑的信德開始祈禱，開始念玫瑰經，那樣我才能幫助你們。親愛的孩子們，你們想得到恩寵但卻不祈禱，我無法幫助你們，因為你們不願踏出第一步。親愛的孩子們，我呼喚你們重念玫瑰經，且讓玫瑰經成為你樂於履行的一項必然任務。現在你們應該明白我為何與你們一起這麼久，我是希望教導你們怎樣祈禱。聖母在默主歌人顯現她臨在的意義，就是教我們怎樣去祈禱。首先，默主歌耶是一所祈禱學校，然後是一所成聖的學校。在這一間學校裏面，聖母教導我們要以心來祈禱。1997年7月25日，聖母這樣說：我要帶領你們用心祈禱，只有這樣你們才會領會到，沒有祈禱生命是空虛的。當你們在祈禱中發現天主時，便會發現生命的意義。沒有祈禱，你們便沒有喜樂，沒有平安，也沒有將來。祈禱吧，因為在祈禱中，你們人人都能收得純全的愛。1986年5月29日，聖母說：親愛的孩子們，沒有愛，你們什麼都不能做。愛是所有事情的原動力，沒有愛，我們就不能夠真正地去生活。因此我們祈禱的時候是不能夠缺少愛的，而心就是愛的標記。以心來祈禱，就是當你祈禱的時候要將愛放在首位。以心來祈禱的時候，你一定要作出一個決定，就是我要將我所有的事情放在一邊，要集中及堅持在純潔的祈禱中。我決定在天主內要摒棄自我。這些就是我們所說用個心去祈禱。祈禱一定要活潑積極，要變成喜樂。 以心祈祷，亦即是喜悦地祈祷。在1986年3月20日，圣母这样说：今天我呼唤你们积极祈祷，祈祷是会成为你们的喜乐。如果你开始了，便不会感到沉闷，因为你们将会出于喜乐而祈祷。1985年3月28日，圣母这样说：亲爱的孩子们，今天我愿召叫你们祈祷，祈祷，祈祷。在祈祷中，你们将看到极大的喜乐和脱离各种困境的出路。我们天上的母亲再三恳请我们要祈祷，她要求我们要明白祈祷的价值和本质。祈祷是我们灵修生活的第一步，同时亦是我们每一件事情上的依靠。要使祈祷成为一种的生活习惯，但是我们首先要做的事，就是自己要决心祈祷，然后上主就会带领我们。现在就让我们立刻开始，将祈祷放在我们生活之中，听从圣母的呼唤，用心祈祷，在十字架下，在耶稣圣体前，在弥撒中，甚至在平凡生活的每一个时段，都举心向上，与主交往。在1987年9月25日，圣母说：让祈祷成为你们的生命，亲爱的孩子们，把时间只独献给耶稣，他自会因赐你们所寻求的一切，并圆满地把自己超赐给你们。1988年11月25日，圣母又是这样说：小孩子们，每天特定一个可以在平安与谦逊中祈祷的时间，与造物主天主相聚。希望我们都能够重视祈祷的生活，在每日安排时间去工作、活动、应酬的同时，亦都唔好忘记要预留足够时间俾耶稣，喺祈祷中与佢相遇，将生活中嘅一切事无大小、顺境、逆意，都向佢诉说，同佢商量，请佢指点，求佢帮助。最后我们听下圣母在2005年8月25日怎样说。圣母说：愿祈祷好像你们所呼吸的空气，而不是负担。小孩子们，善用每一刻祈祷。今日我哋请咗 一位兄弟同我們作祈禱作朝聖的分享，他就是坡媽，現在我們請坡媽和我們做這個朝聖的分享。
Good evening, everyone. Let's start with a prayer. 因父及子及圣神之名，阿门。主耶稣，我们感谢你，今天我们因你的名相聚在这里。你是葡萄树，我们是葡萄枝，没有你，我们一切也做不成。主耶稣，我们今天因你的名相聚，你就和我们在一起。主，求你把你的想法放在我的脑中，求你把你的话放在我的口中，因此我所说的话，我的想法都可以光荣你的名。以上所求是因主耶稣基督，阿们。因父及子及圣神之名，阿们。你们有多少人听国语听不懂国语？ How many have difficult to understand Mandarin? Okay.How many of you have difficulty, 多少人听不懂英文？There's more people don't understand Mandarin. If you don't mind, I speak English, so someone can help to do the translation for the, help. Okay. Let me start from here. I know Montgomery back in 2001.But I never thought I'd gonna go to that place. Why I didn't think I'd gonna go to Manjugorje, the reason was all the truth has been revealed in the Bible. So we all know that. As Catholics, we all know all the truth of salvation has been revealed in the Bible. We don't need any new truth. So I don't understand why God would allow the Virgin Mary to appear in Manjugorje from 1981 for so many years.Why there's no extra truth needs to be revealed to all the believers. That's my first question. And then I had the second thought. The second thought was, you know, all the visionaries, the six visionaries there, and all the visionaries got some secret, right? And everyone, they got a pang of the secret. And after they got the pangs, the operation just stopped. So I said, all the secretsIt has little value to me because all the secrets has nothing to do with our personal revelation, because the salvation, you know, all the truth has been revealed, and if there is any secret, it's like the Virgin Mary has appeared at the Montgomery, all the three secrets, all the secrets has nothing to do with my redemption. All that maybe have some value to the Pope, but has no value to my salvation. So that's the second thought.So I never thought I was going to go to that place. But in July, in this summer, so my wife and my daughter, they went to Manjugorje first, so because of the youth festival. So my wife, we are a very different person. So my wife is a very emotional person. Okay. If she saw the sky, she would say, yeah, God is here. But no, for me, everything had to go through here and approve, then I go. So my wife went there, and she's very impressed.So she sent me email and she said, yeah, this place is great. A lot of people come here, a lot of faithful people. You really should come here. I said, yeah, yeah. So I didn't really take that seriously. And then a day later, my daughter, she's 14, she wrote me an email. And she said, Daddy, this place is really great. You should come. I was thinking, well, that is something. Because my daughter is really picky and she's 14 years old.And, you know, Montgomery in July, it was 40 degrees in the daytime. And there's no air conditioner in the room they're living. And, you know, they have three people in a small room. I said, that is something incredible, because my daughter really is a very picky person. And now she said, you should come, and this place is great. But there's something special. There's something special. So that's when I made the decision. I said, yeah, so I should go. So I called James. I said,put me on the October trip, and I'm going to go have a look what is really special at that place. I know that before I really get onto that trip, I need to prepare myself. So I pray. Before I get onto the trip, I prayed for about a month before that. So I said, Lord, I really don't know why I get onto that trip, and what is really important for me. Teach me what should I pray for. And then the message came saying, pray for the peace in your heart. So before I move, I really get onto the trip, I prayed for about the whole month. Every day I prayed just one topic. I just say, Lord, give me the peace in my heart. And then I got onto the trip. So I got there the first day, the second day, very quickly. I really think it's a pilgrim trip. It's not really a tour. So the purpose when I got onto the trip is really for my personal spiritual growth. So the first couple of days, I want to really strictly observe the silence. So I don't want to be bothered, everything on myself, and don't talk to other people. I try to choose to walk all the places whenever I wanted to walk. And then I bought the rosary from the store. Like I show you like this one. This one is pretty big, right? The reason I bought that, the first one has a beautiful crucifixion. The cruise, I really love it. The second one, I can see, you know, a lot of stores, they sell a lot of rosary, but I bought this one because this one, I believe, is made by the people who pray. Why? Because every beat, when you pray, your hand is really comfortable. It's not really tight, you cannot go beat by beat, and this one is just very comfortable. The third one, why is it so big? Because I want everybody to say that I am praying. Why you want everybody to say? The Bible said, if you pray, you close the door, don't let other people say. See you pray. The reason because I want to be really for myself. When I walk on the street, usually you see a lot of pilgrims there, right? You see people come, always come to you, you know, walk on the way. Very easy you're going to see hi, or other people to see hi to you, then I have to see hi back. I really don't want to be bothered. So I keep this in my hand, and I don't do any even eye contact on the road. So people would say, oh, this person is praying, no need to bother. So I'm not a rude person. So that's the purpose I bought this one. So I did that for about 2 or 3 days, and then I got into the trouble. But the trouble was, it's really, you know, we see that wherever the evil is active, we got more graces. The graces of God is also greater. And the other way is also true. Wherever, like Montgomery, a lot of the spirit is flowing, and the evil is also very active. Why I got into the trouble, you know, the first question I mentioned, I would never go to that place, the first two. And then I got the third one, and that day, I couldn't remember the second day or third day, the Bible, we went to the Mass. On that day, it was the letter from St. Paul to the Galatians. And in that letter, that day's reading, it goes like this, okay? St. Paul said, and he said, if anybody preach to you the gospel that is different from I preach to you, let him be cursed. Okay, he said it one time. And then he didn't want anybody to misunderstand him. He said a second time, if anybody preach you the gospel is different from what I preach to you, let him be cursed. I said, oh, St. Paul, what do you really want to tell me? I read all the letters from St. Paul. There is no Virgin Mary there. So I said, well, why St. Paul has the reading here? And it's nothing to do my salvation with the Virgin Mary. And then I got to really get into the difficulty. And it come to the point that I couldn't pray the rosary on that day. I couldn't see Hail Mary. Then I said, I'm getting into a serious trouble. I need to deal with that. So I prayed for that, but I just couldn't get out. So I said, okay, there is one thing I can do. I go to confession. So on that day, I went to the priest. I went to confession. I'm trying to find some divine guidance. So I went to the priest, I looked at the booth, I have English, I started waiting there, and before I got to the line, I prayed, I said, Lord, my good Lord, give me a good priest who has wisdom, who is really could guide me, get out of this, and let me benefit from this confession. So I went there, and then the door opened, and so I went in. So the first sight, when I look at the priest, he's around like 50 or 60 years old. The first impression to me, I was disappointed. Okay, why? If a priest is spend a lot of time to pray, if a really a prayer priest, you see. If a priest is living in a very strict life, like fasting a lot, you see that. But this priest doesn't look like. So I'm a little bit disappointed, but doesn't matter. So I went in, I knelt down, and then I started to do my confession. I laid all my questions in front of him, and then I said, Father, I'm here to seeking divine guidance. And he was stunned, and he looked at me, and he said, Paul, you know what? You just said was absolutely correct. And then he said, actually, I don't know why I am here in Manjugorje. Not I choose to be here. It's just my turn. You know, we have three priests in my parish. The first one came, the second one came, and now this year's my turn. That's why I came here. I've been here for almost 9 days, but I still have no idea why I'm here. Yeah, we had some good time, and he said, you know, especially at night time, we had a friend, we had really good friends around. And we went out, we had good food, and especially after a couple of drinks, we had a good chat. I was thinking, wow, why am I here? I said, in my heart, I was saying, oh my Lord, this is really not the right priest. The first, he's not answering my question, doesn't seem like going to give me any divine guidance. And he's talking about he came here and eat and drinking. But really there's one thing I recognize, that this priest is very humble. That's the thing I really recognize. Because he's not trying to address my issue right at the point of saying, you should do this, do this, do this. No, he's not. He's talking about his own problem. And then my heart is not that close anymore. Then we started to talk. So that confession turned into a 14-minute conversation between two of us. Now I couldn't remember exactly what he told me. And he probably couldn't remember what I really talked about. But it just took that long time with the conversation. But the result was, I was very happy after that all the conversation. Because the answer is so simple. Because you know, God's plan is not for our little mind to figure out. It's like we all know the jobs, right? In jobs, and at the end of talking about why jobs had so much difficulty, basically, it's not for our little mind to understand God's plan. If God wants to send the Virgin Mary at the end of time to lead all the people to Jesus, what's the difficulty for me? There's no difficulty for me. And then you look at from Isaiah, the prophet was saying, he said, Lord speaking through him, right? He said, my way is higher than your way. It's like from how far from earth to heaven is how far your way of thinking is how far from my way of thinking. So basically what God wants to tell us is, his plan is his plan. You know, it's not for my little mind to figure out everything. So I said, exactly. So look at all the fruit has been generated from Manjugorje. So many people converted. And look at the good things, all the fruit is flowing. If you're not blind, you're going to see that. All the spiritual fruit. There's so many faithful people around. So I was just happy. I said, yes, exactly, Lord. It's not an issue. I should pray the Hail Mary. It's not an issue. Exactly. And Mother Mary is the model of all the Christians, and we should learn from her. There's not been an issue anymore. So I was very happy, just a huge relief. And that I would say that was because when I went there, I was in a very humble heart, asking for guidance. And the priest is also very humble. So you can see how the miracle God can make through two humble persons. Now, then he said, yeah, all your sins are forgiven, and he, you know, made the final comment. And after that, I just understand, I've been thinking that, wait a second, Paul, I forgot to give you penance. I said, yes, yes, Father. So I nailed down, and then he said, okay, your penance is very simple. You just go back and pray, peace in my heart, peace in my family, and peace on earth. I said, Father, this was my prayer for the past whole month. And then he said, he was very happy at that moment. Then he said, see, the Spirit is speaking. How could I know that? So I said, great father. So we all had a great feeling. So I stand up and walk out. And then he said, Paul, wait a second. I said, what? And he said, let's shake hands again. So we shake hands and he said, Paul, you know what? I know why I am here in Montgomery now. So that was a really, really a great experience. It's very happy. And after that, all the prayer and all the things that I did, it draw me very close to the Lord. It's getting closer and closer to the Lord. And a lot of things I didn't realize, I started to realize. I gave you a very a little thing happened. Then I wrote an email to my wife. I email every day. So there's one little thing. On the way when I went to the airport, the day when I left home to go to the airport to Montgomery, I had my passport, my money, everything put in a little bag and in front of me. Right? I put it on, put it here. For some reason, at the day when I left to the taxi is waiting on the driveway. So I just try and quickly put everything onto the taxi and just trying to get a go. And for some reason, the bag is a little bit too tight. I can't really put it on my waist. So I just hold it. And my wife said, no worry, no rush. Right? Take your time, just to write and put it properly. I said, no worry about it, not an issue. So I have a bag in this hand, a bag in this hand, and that little bag has my passport, all the money, everything. On another hand, I just hold them and got into the cab. Then that day I realized, yeah, I got into the cab, and my wife won't get my email until the next 24 hours. She'll probably stay home and pray for me all the time. Lord, let him don't lose his passport, don't lose the money. She probably prayed for me and worried for me for that 24 hours, which is really not necessary. I should just take that 1 or 2 minutes to adjust to write and put it on so that her stay in peace, right? It's a very little thing, but now I started to realize. So I wrote an email to her. I said, I'm sorry, and I should that day really listen to you. Just take that 2 minutes, get it done properly. Instead of let you worry for that, probably for the last whole day. And then a day later, she wrote an email back to me, and she said, I can see the spirit is moving. And you have so much improved so much just a couple of days in Montgomery. And then she's going on then, and she said, actually, she said, I'm very touched because you said sorry about these things. And she said, actually in our life, a lot of things going on. Sometimes, and she said, I'm not that patient with you, because on that day, if I see it very nicely to you, or if I just take another 2 minutes to help you to adjust it, and maybe it would be much better, because the Bible says the wife always respects the husband. And she said, I should do that, or should at least realize more of those kind of things and to be a better wife. So I was very touched about that as well. This is great things happen. You see the fruit is flowing. So I went to the operation hill, but I didn't stop there, because you look at the statue of the Mother Mary, where is her hand pointing to? It's pointing to the Cross Mountain. So when I was in Montgomery, I climbed the Cross Mountain 6 times. I just loved that place. So I just go the second time. And I pray a lot, especially for my wife, because we had 3 kids, 14, 6 years old, and the little one, 2 years old. And after the third kid, my wife was, her health was not that great for a couple of years. It's pretty hard. So I was praying for her all the time because she's not really getting better. So I pray for her quite a lot. And then come to the point, one day when I was on the Cross Mountain, I couldn't remember the 9th or 8th the station, I suddenly realized, I said, actually, all the suffering my wife was going through is really the best, the God's plan. It is the best for her. And it's very important, actually, for her salvation. You know, we read some of the saints were saying what God can give the person the best, the people he really loves, he gives you some sacrifice and suffering you need to go through, because God has nothing to reward you but heaven. So at that point, it suddenly becomes so real. And when you go through the way of the cross, and you see, yes, because the Lord Jesus was going through all the suffering that no human being had ever done, and through that, he redeemed all our sins. So from that perspective, all our suffering suddenly have a lot of meaning. So that day after that the cross morning, I wrote an email to my wife. I said, I did pray a lot for the healing, for your healing. But you know what? Now I understand something is deeper than that. All the suffering you have went through actually is really, really meaningful, and it's the best for you. So that's what I wrote in the email. And a day later, and she wrote an email back to me, and she said, yes, but you know what? Well, I struggle a lot about the suffering went through. But the email, the perspective in that email, that really gave me the, she said, is the most comfort she have ever got from that email. And she suddenly feel like even the suffering, not being healed, still have the sickness and have a new perspective. And that is really another side of God's love. It's just how you look into it, how you see it. So it's really, there's a lot of things in Mandaguri. Because of time, I can't share a lot of all the things. But you can see the spirit is really flowing at that place. So what I'm sharing all the things today is because many of you might be, when you go to Mandaguri, some of you maybe already went there, or maybe you want to go again, but you didn't really figure out why I needed to go again. Have all those questions. My point to you is, put those questions down, because it's really God's plan, not for our little mind to figure it out. Just get go. And some of you have never been to Mandaguri. You might figure out trying to find a reason to go to Mandaguri. No need to even find a reason to go to Mandaguri, a reason that you couldn't understand, because our God is always working in a mystery way. So all the things is really, if you really want to find some reason, I would say there's only one reason, is to draw us close to Jesus. When I was there, I feel that I am so close to the Lord. And that is the ultimate purpose. It's like St. Paul said in the book of Romans, and he said, is there anything could stop us or separate us from the love of Jesus Christ? Is anything in heaven, anything on earth, or anything in there? Or is the poverty, or is the coldness, is the persecution, all the things he listed there? And he said, no, there is nothing could stop us to go closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. May glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.